Over the weekend, residents filed into a public meeting at Salina Town Hall to learn more about the results of a draft feasibility study about developing a public beach at Onondaga Lake Park. Renderings of the beach in Willow Bay and a large bathhouse were on full display. The price tag, excluding the foundation of the beach house, is currently $2.46 million. Meeting facilitator Liz Moran was interrupted a few times, but she reassured everyone would be heard.
So you'll be able to hear your neighbors' concerns, the questions and answers, how the subject matter experts weighed in on that, and also what are some open questions. What do we still not know? And what are some concerns that need to be addressed? That's all important information for our feasibility study.
Residents were directed to speak with experts at tables to ask questions and address their concerns, which were shared in a group setting at the conclusion of the breakout sessions. Expert Betsy Henry shared that people wanted additional testing in the area where the beach is proposed.
I think the main theme I heard was the need for additional sediment testing directly where the beach is, and in particular for hazardous chemicals. The data we have are in the vicinity. There's nothing to suggest there is a risk, but I think what I've heard is a recommendation for additional testing in the sediment and for the water quality.
Despite the millions spent to remediate and cap the lake by Honeywell, and the state DEC statement in January 2019 stating a beach on Onondaga Lake is now a real possibility, thanks to the significant improvements in lake water quality evident for more than a decade, and the recent completion of the Onondaga Lake remediation. Many attendees expressed they're against the idea. When John Mannion isn't campaigning to become state senator, his full-time job is a science teacher at West Genesee High School. He's not supportive of any swimming in Onondaga Lake at this time. Mannion believes the lake has uninhabitable levels of mercury and other toxins that have not been entirely remediated.
I think science has to dictate where we go here, and data has to dictate where we're going. We have, if not the highest, one of the highest rates of MS in the country, and I'm not saying that that's a direct correlation between the mercury levels that were present in the lake, but I am saying it should be concerning and it should be looked at, and that's just one factor. There's multiple factors involved here before any decisions are being made that should be looked at.
Will the beach idea ever advance? The final decision, after public input is received, would be made by County Executive Ryan McMahon and the county legislature. Public comments and questions will be accepted by Onondaga County's Office of the Environment through April 1st and could be extended. To read the full draft of the Onondaga Lake Beach Feasibility Study online, you can visit ongov.net/environment. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.